If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Time for Steve Burness to join us, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And one of the warnings we're going to talk about today comes from the Postal Inspection Service. Good morning, Steve. What's this all about?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today as well. Yes, the postal inspectors are warning that with ADI technology, that they're seeing a lot more increase in scams related to, anything, sweepstakes or offers or anything like that. So you just got to be very careful on situations like that. If you're getting these, postcards or anything offers, anything through the mail, sometimes it seems to be increasing. So the postal inspectors want you to be aware of that and to not give them personal information as well.
We've heard about this Publisher's Clearinghouse fake notice lately. How does that scam work?
Well, it's increasing again, Bob, and we recently seen a consumer in New York who lost $250,000. So basically, these imposters call you up, saying that you won this the sweepstakes from the Publisher's Clearinghouse, and it's not that Publisher's Clearinghouse is that the scammer. And they basically saying that you won this one, particularly in New York, so that you won $18 million, but you had to pay $250,000 in taxes and fees in order to get that prize. And that's what we call, Bob, the tip-off to the rip-off. You shouldn't have to pay if you haven't win something. But again, if you have to put something in to win something, you don't automatically get an email saying you won. So there's a couple factors behind it, but we're seeing an increase in those types of scams.
It's tax season, and every year there are a lot of scams about either money that you owe or money coming back to you. What are you hearing this year?
Well, there's a couple things, Bob. The Cook County Sheriff has issued a warning as well. They're seeing a lot of complaints from consumers. There's common tax problems, including fake, like IRS calls, you said, especially the phishing and emails and texts, saying that they can help you, or is the IRS is something seriously wrong. So the IRS will never call you out of the blue, and they won't demand immediate payment, especially around tax season. We're seeing an increase in calls, and so is the sheriffs as well. But also the Social Security Administration has issued a warning on fraudulent Social Security statements and emails. So you got to be careful on anybody sending an email saying it's from the Social Security Administration, because it might not be. And you got to look at the URL or the email where it's coming from, make sure it's coming from .gov. But if you're concerned about any type of email you receive, as we always say, Bob, is go directly to the source itself. Contact the Social Security Administration. Or if you think you get a letter from or a call from the IRS, you think it's the IRS, just call the IRS first at the number that you know. Don't rely on these organizations or these scammers to try to separate you from your money.
In the case of the IRS and the Social Security Administration, isn't the only way they communicate with us regular mail?
Yes, that's how they contact you, is regular mail. And most of the times consumers will get an email thinking it's from the government, or a call saying, you're going to be arrested if you don't respond in 30 minutes. So any type of scare tactics, they don't do either. But they will send you official mail, and especially the Social Security Administration will send you mail and the IRS, and they don't call you out of the blue saying they need your information too, Bob. That's usually a tip-off to the rip-off. It's best to hang up on these callers or not even answer them and let it go to voicemail, then do the research on them.
It's also the time of year for these home shows and expos. We have to be careful, though. But I imagine at those shows, Steve, whoever gets to exhibit there, haven't they already been checked out?
Unfortunately, people think that they have been checked out or vetted by the company itself. They're just providing the forum for these people to organizations to meet. So basically, you can have contractors that have bad records, bad reports, or, have scammed other consumers. So you still have to properly vet. I think that's the most important thing. Any business, Bob, as we talk about, do your homework to avoid possible substandard contractors. And these home shows, hundreds of vendors and contractors there, you know, making it easy to shop in one place. But one thing you don't want to do, Bob, is rush to sign, because they say they only have a deal that day. You got to sign the bottom line. Well, you need to do your research on them, and you have to get two or three bids anyway. So if somebody's forcing you to sign that day because of a special deal, one day offer, you'd be very careful on that, because it might be somebody that has a, you know, bad business, or somebody's trying to take advantage of you in some way. So always double check the vendors when you attend these home shows. Research them at the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, and do some other research on Google and other platforms to see whether information you can find about them. And sometimes, Bob, if you don't find information, that could be a sign too as well.
Mm-hmm. BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau, also with recommendations for good businesses as well as sketchy ones, right, Steve?
Exactly. We're a referral agency. So we're almost 100 years old. On April 22nd, we turn 100. We'll be doing this for over 100 years, providing consumers with the businesses they can trust. So if you need a heating contractor, you need to buy a vehicle, waterproofing, whatever it may be, you can go to our website, not only getting a listing of accredited businesses, but find businesses you can trust in your own area just by putting in your zip code. And then you look at the other companies there, too, to see what kind of report they have on we have on them, because we grade companies from A to F. But, yes, use the Better Business Bureau's referral agency to find businesses you can trust.
Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, thanks for the help these past 100 years. Not you personally, but the organization. Talk to you.
I'm pretty close
again.
To it, Bob.
next Thursday, day. We'll chat again. You, too.